Chapter 8, The Talk Show. The following week, with Pamela handling public appearances some days and being a tour guide on others, she was contacted by the producers of A Personal Moment. It was a popular interview show hosted by Ian Snow. They wanted both Alex and Juanita because they were worried about how conversational Alex really was. The show was taped in the afternoon with a small audience and then played back in the evening. The interview got off to a bad start with Mr. Snow cracking a sort of Polly wants a cracker joke. Alex cocked his head and said, "It must be pretty embarrassing for you to interview a bird." That kind of caught Snow off guard, and he got a bit more serious. He inquired as to Alex's background, and Alex told him what he could. Then he asked about the fame Alex was enjoying. Alex gave him a sober response. "I'm aware, Mr. Snow, that I'm the novelty of the moment. I have no career planned. I'm a show business accident. I know that. Do you mind if I talk of some other things?" Snow told him to speak up. "I spend part of my time in the water and part on land. And even down in Tierra del Fuego, the effects of man are evident. Those little plastic pieces for holding six bottles together are all over the ocean, acting as snares. There is no place so far away that plastic bottles and other debris don't wash up on the beach. We all came from the sea, and much of our bodies is salt water. Why would you want to spoil and poison the source? The atmosphere is getting warmer and the ice is melting. As much as it hurts and imperils weak creatures who feed in the sea holds big surprises for everyone. Once they take hold, every life on the planet is threatened. It is silly that you must listen to a bird tell you these things. They are there for your eyes to see, and others have delivered the same message. I'm afraid the land and the sea will cast you out if you do nothing." Juanita's eyes grew big. She'd never heard Alex talk of such things. It was apparent that while he was willing to play the clown, he was unwilling to play the fool. Snow and members of the audience asked questions, but Alex maintained his seriousness on the subject. When the show aired, it made headlines, and clips from it were on the news and on the internet. One paper headlined, "Half parrot, half penguin is 100% environmentalist." It's one thing for the scientists and teachers and a few government officials to bang the drum for such a cause, but when a bird tells you to go out the door and look for yourself, you feel a fool if you don't. Alex really didn't start anything that wasn't underway already. People were way ahead of their politicians in knowing that things couldn't go on as they had for the past 100 years or more. Change had to take place. And if conservation and technology could help, people were willing to give it a try, even though various vested interests had proved conclusively that it couldn't be done. All Alex had hoped was that a few more people would wake up to the world as it is and opt to make it better. That one TV appearance increased the number of people who found Alex interesting, and their love and demands on his time just wore him down, so that he wanted to go back to Punta Tombo as soon as possible. Pamela took them on a ride up to the lake country so they could see where Beatrix Potter had lived. She was the author of Peter Rabbit and quite an accomplished artist. They found she was also an expert on raising sheep. Alex, in his travels, had seen almost as many sheep in England as there were in Argentina. There are lots of sheep in Argentina. One visit Alex asked Pamela to arrange was to a children's hospital. It was done without publicity, but nonetheless a few photographers followed them there. There were children who would be cured or at least helped, and others for whom the future was much less certain. What they all appreciated was not being forgotten. Alex and Juanita went from ward to ward and bed to bed, and managed to produce some smiles from their new friends. They also visited a bird rescue center where sea birds who'd come in contact with oil spills were cleaned and cared for and then released back into the wild. The success rate for such efforts is still very low. Alex knew that over 100,000 penguins had died from exposure to oil. He wanted the center to know he was grateful for what they were doing. Then Pamela thought it was time to play tourist again, and they visited the new Globe Theater, which was modeled after Shakespeare's theater of the same name. The stage was empty except for a stepped riser, so Alex hopped up to the top of it and playfully began, "To be or not to be," the famous soliloquy from Hamlet. He did the whole thing. People crowded around Juanita to ask how he knew that speech. She said, "Oh, I know it too. It was one of the exercises our English teacher put us through to teach us diction and enunciation." All of this turned into pictures and stories in the newspapers and on television. Only now Alex was getting a little respect, where before he had been only a novelty to fill in the space between the advertisements and commercials. One of the tabloids started a rumor that the Queen wanted to adopt Alex. Well, it was good for a laugh.